coming up this weekend in the Mitre 10 Cup, the Canterbury-Tasman game on Saturday night. Of course, tomorrow night's North Harbour Otago final in the championship. There's one other or two other very important games of rugby domestically this weekend, and that is the finals in the Heartland Championship. Going at it will be King Country and North Otago for the Lahore Cup. And in the Meads Cup, the overall winner will either be Whanganui or Buller. We've got the game on Saturday afternoon, 1:30, between King Country and North Otago, and then at 4:30, the final of the Meads Cup will be Whanganui versus Buller. Here to talk about these two games and, of course, the naming yesterday of the New Zealand Heartland 15 squad to play three games, one against New Zealand Marist in Auckland coming up on Saturday week, and two games in Fiji following that, is Barry Matthews, who we had a chat to last week. Barry's, of course, a South Canterbury coach, and he's now switched his hat to the Heartland 15 coaching duties. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good, mate. First of all, are you a bit, I guess you'd rather be thinking about the final this weekend. It was a bit unfortunate for you fellas, South Canterbury last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, Buller deserved their win. We probably missed three or four try-scoring opportunities in the first 30 minutes. And in those type of semi-finals and finals, you've got to take those try-scoring chances. And we blew two or three of them, and Buller defended really well in the second half and thoroughly deserved their win, to be honest.
Yeah, they've been a very good side over the past couple of years, haven't they, Barry?
Yeah, well, they've made two of the last three finals, and they've had coaches there since 1963. I think both Craigs have been coaching them, haven't they? About 40-odd years, I think.
Amazing.
They're a good side, well coached, and they've got some key players at 8, 9 and 10, and if you've got key players in those three places, you will do well. But no, it should be a really, really close game, I think.
Indeed, yes. So the next job is they've got to go up to Whanganui and beat Whanganui, and who, of course, been unbeaten all season, Barry. Not going to be easy for Buller, is it?
No, it won't be, but they've travelled really well in the last three or four weeks. I mean, they beat King Country away, the Bush away, and us away. So they're a team that travels well, but Whanganui obviously had a very good win last week, and Whanganui will be very, very tough to beat up there, that's for sure.
What's your pick in the other game before we talk the Heartland 15, King Country versus North Otago?
I suppose my heart says North Otago because I coached them for 6 or 7 years, but I think King Country at home, it's a repeat of last year's Lahore Cup final, and again, I think home advantage up in King Country, I think they've got some very good players as well, and they'll be tough to beat up there as well, I think.
Yeah, indeed. All right. Well, you're going for the home teams. Barry, last time we spoke to you, you confessed to us that you hadn't taken a penalty shot all season. I think that was with two games to go. Did you end up taking a penalty shot?
No, and I believe and talked to Craig Skin, and he said not to believe half the things I say.
Exactly, yes.
I couldn't believe that on national radio, to be honest.
Well, I'm pleased you were listening, Barry. He did actually have a crack at you, didn't he?
No, we didn't, even in the semi-final. I must have... When it was 8-6, I'd get the message out. Next time we get a penalty close to the face, we will take the 3 points, but we never got down that end to actually take a penalty shot. So no, we never had a penalty shot all year. Yeah.
Are you farewell? Are you saying good riddance to the 6-point tries and the 2-point penalties, Barry?
No, I thought it was quite good, really, to be honest. I mean, to be honest, the way we sort of played the game last year and this year, we didn't change too much. So, we're a team that do, have a crack and try and get the 5 or 7 points or 6 and 2 points. So I think last year we only kicked 7 or 8 penalties through the season as well. So, yeah, I thought it was, quite a good idea, but obviously they're scrapping it for next year.
Yeah, indeed. All right. Now, let's have a look at your team. I noticed you talked up King Country. They're going to be hard to beat at home. I see four of their players have made the Heartland 15 squad, which is the most of any of the provinces. What do you like about James Hemera, Zane Tipping, John Cockle, and Aaron Dunster?
Well, Aaron Dunster's a real credit to him. I mean, he's not a spring chicken, I don't think he'd mind me saying so. But look, he's just played really well throughout the year, and we had a couple of locks that weren't available through work commitments. So, yeah, like the closer we got to the end of the selection process, Aaron's name keep popping up, and he played really well last week again. So that's why he was picked. James Hemera is a big, strong boy that can play centre and fullback, and like very well balanced runner. John Cocco is an ex-league boy, excelling his first season in the King Country Rams. Very strong boy, very, very good, hard, straight runner. And Zane Tipping's a nine that has a crack and very good runner and can also goal kick.
Okay, it's interesting. And it's interesting you mentioned work commitments there, you know, because I guess, you know, you look at this, Whanganui have dominated, but they only have got three players in there out of your 26. Is that because some of them weren't available due to work commitments? In fact, full stop, I mean, if you took work commitments out, how many players are you actually missing because of that reason, Barry?
Yeah, there'd be probably six or seven, just unavailable, well, five or six probably, through work commitments. Just, you know, it is 12, 13 days away from work, and as we know, all the Hutland players have got full-time jobs, so, you know, it is a commitment to be away for that time. So, yeah, we probably had five or six that weren't available, yeah.
It's pretty tough, isn't it? I mean, and how hard is it for you, you know, not only coaching a team in the Heartland Championship, but of course you get sporadic TV coverage. You don't get a lot of TV coverage. You get 1 hour a week compiled into a highlights package. So how hard is it kind of keeping across all the teams each week, Barry? Is it difficult?
I'm very lucky. I've got a family that loves rugby and a son that's 17-year-old, so we sit there and watch DVDs to midnight most nights. We get the DVDs from Denise Feach. She sends them down, and obviously, like, we don't play three teams, so I've got to, you know, watch them more closely. But, you know, we do a lot of DVD work, you know, when we play different teams. But no, we've had to, all the coaches have had to, Hayden Rowe and Motu Narimu, we've all had to sit down and watch a lot of DVDs to make sure we try and get the selection process right.
That's fantastic, isn't it, that you get the cooperation of Denise? I know Denise Bell, she's lovely, and yeah, it's just fabulous how she does a fantastic job, doesn't she, of gathering all of the vision from all over the country and compiling a package each week on Main Freight Rugby, eh?
Yeah, she does. No, it's outstanding, because, you know, without her and that type of thing. We do have the referee side as well that Vinnie Munro set up, and I do go on that, but our internet isn't that good out here. So it's probably easier for us to get the DVDs.
All right. Well, you've got one more game to keep. Hopefully you won't get any injuries over the weekend, Barry. I mean, that's the other thing. Fingers crossed you won't get any injuries. But you've got three games to look forward to. I mean, you must be really looking forward to this, Barry, to getting the best of the Heartland Championship team together again for three games coming up.
Yeah, it's great. I think it's just reward for the Heartland competition and the best players in that competition, and it's something for them to strive for each year. And we were supposed to go to Australia, but that's all fell through. So two games in Fiji will be good. Yeah, it'll be great.
And great. Okay, so you don't have them for a long time, though, do you, Barry? So you mentioned less than 2 weeks. So what can you realistically try and get up and running in terms of getting this team functioning to the best it can possibly be?
Yeah, the players don't come into Wednesday afternoon, and so we only have them for the Thursday, Friday before the Marist game on the Saturday. So, look, we'll be keeping things very, very simple. Obviously, you know, with a shorter time, then we fly to Fiji on the Sunday, and we even train on the Sunday afternoon because we got a game Tuesday and then a game Friday. So it's a really short turnaround. But hopefully we can, you know, get some patterns in place, and we've got seniors players coming in on the Tuesday afternoon to go through the game plan stuff and that type of thing. And hopefully we can get by and do have a really successful tour.
Good stuff, Barry. Well, look, I'm looking forward to following you guys up in Fiji. That game against the Marist teams on the 5th of November, that's Saturday week at 2 o'clock out at Sacred Heart College. And then you play Nandi up in Nandi in Fiji, and then you switch over to Singatoka to play a Ndrongo team. So good luck up there, man. Looking forward to following you fellas up there. All the best to you, Barry, and let's see if your predictions come good over the weekend, eh?
Okay, mate. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Barry. All the best. Barry Matthews there, the New Zealand Heartland 15.